No, but it's interesting. I had that deep throat moment, you know, not the porn version, the Richard Nixon moment, you know, where I was walking in the tunnel one day, and a person came up to me. And it's always a friend. It's always a friend that does this, and said, it was just the strangest conversation, and I'll never forget it, because he said, "Burchett," he said, "you know, you're really pushing on this UFO thing." And I go, "Yeah, I am." He said, "Do you really think we need to do this?" And I just kept listening. When I was a young man, I'd have run my mouth and said, "Oh, shut up." But I listened to what he said. He said, "I mean, you know, this could upset the religious community and all this other. I mean, some of this stuff just left unknown, you know?" And I said, "No, it's not. The government has no right to decide what I can and cannot understand or handle or see." And it to me, and every time, Joe, let me tell you what they're going to do. I had a 2-page bill for disclosure, and Chuck Schumer had one that was 60 pages, I believe. And he modeled his after the Kennedy assassination committee release, which we're over 60 years into that, and we still don't, they haven't released everything that on President Kennedy getting shot. And that's what they wanted to model this dadgum thing after. Mine was 2 pages long. Of course, mine didn't get anywhere.